Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Sorry to wake up my nap. I turned the TV on and Ali Dolce says, "You know, I'm tired of this crap, basically. I'm tired of being depressed and crap. Here's something cool." And it went right to the SpaceX launch. And that was so cool.
Oh, did you see the coolest part of that, though?
The rockets landing.
Yes.
The boosters landing back. That was freaking amazing. When I saw them release, and I saw them come, I'm thinking, they talked about how they reuse these. I'm saying, oh, what, they hit the water? I'm thinking, they hit the water, and they're probably pretty strong, so they probably just go get them out of the water. And I'm thinking, and then I saw what happened, and somebody in the, I was watching MSNBC, somebody actually said it was like watching a sci-fi movie. How they landed like that. Amazing. Yeah.
In synchronicity.
In synchronicity. I know. Amazing.
Two rockets landing on the path where they're supposed to land,
yes,
I assume.
Exactly. Right there.
At exactly the same time. Do we have video of just that part?
I don't know about that part. Yeah.
I'm sure it's out there somewhere.
Because that was the coolest
part. Yeah,
that
was the
video.
Cool part. That was a cool part. Plus, they were saying that it was 50-50. It was not going to blow up anyway when the first thing took off. I think they were saying because they don't know. And I think the car was a nice touch with a guy in it and playing Bowie's Starman. You know, it was, Rocket Man, excuse me. It was great. It was just gave you hope because everything sucks on Earth right now.
What Rocket Man was it?
No,
Major Tom.
Major Tom, yeah.
Space Odyssey.
Space Odyssey. Yeah, Space Odyssey. Yeah, so that's what it was. But it was very cool and it gave you hope, you know, for the world. Well, for the United States.
For science in general.
For science in general, which we are very big fans of.
Because I got a little science boner when I saw both those rockets.
That was really cool.
Down.
And I'm not that, I don't geek as much as you do, obviously, but I was really geeked about that because I said, it was something inspiring on the news and not so damn depressing.
Yeah, and like you said, it was
when the world's going to S.
It was straight out of a movie.
Mm-hmm. It was. I'm thinking, there's no way that's what happened. And that's what happened.
So, plus, that dude,
if you got a chance to check it out,
he made a flamethrower.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Although I can't think of any practical uses for a flamethrower.
Lighting stuff on fire?
Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Wouldn't really be a good home protection device, though.
Well, I think if you had one of those when you were out camping, Todd, think how easy it would be to just light up the campfire.
They should have distributed those to Philadelphia fans.
That'd be great. And, it would also be really easy to light up the forest.
And just burn random Philadelphia Eagle fan in the streets. That's today. The parade's today, yeah. Hand them
tomorrow,
out there.
Tomorrow.
Today's Wednesday. It's Wednesday, right?
No, they said it was Thursday.
Oh, they moved it now. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Right. They originally said it was Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, I assume that flamethrower is for outdoor use only. Could you imagine some burglar broke into your house and you took the flamethrower after him, lit up the curtains?
Yeah.
Pretty soon, the whole house is down. So I don't exactly get it. I think he was just having fun with the flamethrower.
They were selling them. I saw a price tag on them.
Just light up your kid's birthday cake and fire all the kids' face sitting around the kitchen table. I don't know.
They mentioned no practical use for them?
No.
What people use them
start
for?
Start a bonfire. Start a fire in your yard.
Or
just you know, put the logs up in a little campfire and just burn it.
Once in a while, they
start
have
that bear up.
They have those controlled burns. You know, farmers.
Yeah, but it'd be tough to control a burn with a flamethrower. So I don't know. You're right.
That's how you would start it.
I know. I don't know.
If you had one out camping for the fire, you'd have to have a strict no flamethrower after the booze rule.
Yeah, that's gonna work.
You don't want to be jacking around with a flamethrower.
People pick up their guns after booze because that's what we're allowed to do.
I've never heard of that.
It's America. What guns? I have.
Anybody picking up their guns?
Yeah, we were at a party once. Remember, you and I years ago in Pennsylvania, we gave away a trip. We gave away camping gear. No, excuse me. We showed up for a barbecue.
Yeah.
They want a barbecue, and everybody was drinking. All of a sudden, we heard guys in the back shooting guns into the wood pile. They were drunk.
Really? I've never heard of such a thing.
Never heard of anybody trying to pick off Orion's belt after they've been drinking?
Never heard of that.
You did it.
Never
shoot
heard
into
that,
a mountain across the ways in Colorado. Yeah. You could have killed various individuals. You don't know.
That was stupid.
You don't know.
Camp and drink and then start shooting kids.
All right. Don't do that. Speaking of football, I saw yesterday that Brady's ex, by the way, who he dumped while she was pregnant.
Has she already had the kid?
No, she was pregnant.
Left him in utero.
Four or five months pregnant.
Because he's a scumbag.
Yeah. What a scumbag.
Left her in, you did that.
People who dump their chicks when they're pregnant.
You did that. That's right. I forgot about that.
Looks like we're going to pick apart everything I've done wrong in my whole life today.
I didn't mean to bring that up because you.
You were young and poor.
Yeah, he was rich and
famous.
Rich and famous.
Like in his late 20s.
Yes. That's a big difference.
Yes. It wasn't exactly the same situation.
They were actually together and she was pregnant for a while, right?
Yeah, the similarities end there.
She tweeted out that Nick Foles was having a great game. That was it. That basically Nick Foles is kicking ass. I love that. Because I'm guessing she's not a big fan.
She just started banging Nick Foles.
Yeah. She's probably a fan of that check she gets from him.
She should start banging Nick Foles. You know Giselle hates her. You're bitch con.
Well, especially because she's an actress and then she's on TV. Yeah,
exactly.
There's that bitch.
There's your girlfriend.
Oh, and ladies, if you're into ginger NFL quarterbacks, Carson Wentz is no longer available. I saw a tweet.
That's right, he is a ginger, right? I mean, he's got no soul. I forgot about that.
And he's now engaged.
All right.
I didn't get the details of if he's engaged to some little girl from Bismarck.
Little fat girlfriend from Bismarck?
I think I've seen stories. Yeah, it's like a high school sweetheart.
Is it high school? Okay. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That would be
high school.
Bismarck, then. He's from Bismarck, North Dakota.
God.
Well, the guy's like 22.
I know,
23.
But don't marry your high school sweetheart. Please don't. You're so stupid.
Don't get married at 22, well,
don't
23.
Don't do that. Especially if you're a starting NFL quarterback. God, have some fun. You know, whatever. Any of Chrysler, though?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, apparently God.
Therein lies the no fun.
God had something to do with that engagement.
There's no fun right there.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was wrong. He did have a high school. He split with a high school girlfriend last year.
Oh.
And this is a new chick.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's okay. I'll give him credit for that.
Does it say where she's from?
Pick
her up on the road?
He upgraded then. I'm a starting quarterback in the NFL. I'm going to upgrade.
Yeah, still, I think when you have a bunch of net worth and you're 23 years old, don't get married. No.
You can date people for years if you want. Whatever, you know. Keep your own pad. Have a good time.
Well, keep your money.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Keep your freaking assets for as long as you can.
Exactly.
Until you figure out, I think I can trust this person. Or I got enough where if she leaves me, I'll get by with half.
Nick Allen. We'll be here a little later on. He didn't marry his high school sweetheart, but he married a girl right out of high school, I believe. He met her right out of high school. But
knocked her up right out of high school.
Knocked her up right out. No, they were actually married before they got... No, they were knocked up before they got married.
I think so. They might have had a couple before
they
got married.
I know they had at least one. Yeah. That's you, too. You did that, too.
Yeah, you should have at least one.
One at your wedding.
One that you take care of.
I had one in the belly at the wedding, too.
My wife did, too,
for that matter. Craig Evans, Petey Mack. We got our buddy Nick Allen's going to stop in. You and us, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.